country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks. Ain't too many things these old boys and gals can't do. Here we are in the Trump clubhouse here, the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, honored to be your host for a mere 60 minutes as we update ourselves on what this extraordinary man, this phenomenon, what has he done in the last 24 hours? Well, more than I can keep track of, and so we'll just try to tag along as best we can. You're welcome to call in with your insights at 800-313-9443. And I'm especially, you know what, I really appreciate those of you in our audience who are, and there are many of you, you've got it on Donald Trump. Somehow the light bulb has gone off for you, and you actually appreciate what it is about Donald Trump, the value of what he's doing, the uniqueness of what he's doing. You've got it. And we've had a couple callers recently who I thought did a better job of summarizing that state of affairs than I commonly do. So it's really, those of you out there who know I'm talking about you, don't be shy about calling up and sharing your wisdom with the audience. You really are good. So if you see something, one of these trademark things that Donald Trump has done that I missed, call up the audience and share it with them and with me. So often it's from you that I find out what's going on. Well, here I am. I'm seated at my array of computers and screens around me. In my, I'll tell you, I really have a nice setup here. A studio that's not down in the basement, it's up high, with a view, green trees, beautiful air of North Dakota, beautiful people of North Dakota. And this is sort of the America that Donald Trump, the America he's talking about when he says, make America great again. I kind of live there. So the and a number of you have actually come up here. And you're welcome. By the way, anybody who wants to come up to North Dakota and wants to hear from me about the beauties of this place, 701-317-5317. That's my phone number. And you can call me anytime. Don't call me right now. My daughter's got my phone. But you can call me anytime, generally. And I'll share with you why I'm here. I gave up Malibu for this. So there must be something really nice about what's happening in North Dakota. So let's talk about Donald Trump. He gave up. Wow, what did he give up to take on the ordeal of dealing with the demon rats, of dealing with the squad, Ocasio-Cortez and Omar Ilhan, remember, that's not her real name, apparently. And, or is it Ilhan Omar? Yeah, you know, I lost it right there. Ilhan Omar, I think, is the order of those two names, only one of which may actually be hers. And who's the other one? Talib or Talub or Talib. I can't remember her first name. But anyway, this is what he is subjected to every day. And the I love in his tweet today, he said, not just the fake news, what did he say? Fake news, lamestream media. I love that. He put them both together. Fake news, lamestream, covered all the bases there. All right, let's take a look through his tweets. And I like to start at the top. And his most recent tweet is always a great place to start. Here's one 45 minutes ago. And, you know, great idea, completely Trumpian. It was my honor to sign a presidential memorandum facilitating the cancellation of student loan debt for 25,000 of our most severely disabled veterans. With today's order, we express the everlasting love and loyalty of a truly grateful nation. God bless our vets and God bless America. Now, why didn't somebody think of that before? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're not Donald Trump, that's why. And they don't feel that eternal gratitude to our wounded veterans. That's why. So can you imagine if you're one of those wounded vets? And you know, the student debt that people have, it's crushing. Can you imagine you're somebody out there with $40,000 in student debt? You got a missing leg, you know, and the debt, you can't get out of the debt, you know, or you lost an eye. Anyway, can you imagine 25,000 very happy families? Let's go a little earlier. You know, I say that Donald Trump, going back to when America was great again, he's remembering people like Charles Lindbergh and Henry Ford. Boy, America was great in their day. The legendary, he writes 2 hours ago, the legendary Henry Ford, and that's how he describes, you know, Henry Ford, the legendary Henry Ford, meaning it's a man I respect. And Alfred P. Sloan, the founders of Ford Motor Company and General Motors, are rolling over at the weakness of current car company executives. And he goes on to talk more about their cars that are being made today. Henry Ford would be very disappointed if he saw his modern day descendants wanting to build a much more expensive car that is far less safe and doesn't work as well. Let's find another one here. Now he's addressing NATO and what he's accomplished. Again, why didn't somebody else think of this? I mean, none of the stuff that Donald Trump has done was going to happen until he came along. I just saw a news story just a little bit ago on Fox that the Border Patrol, before Donald Trump, that's BT, they weren't complying with the law. They weren't complying with the law requiring that they take DNA samples from horrible narco terrorists, criminals that they apprehended illegally in the country, and then matching those with the FBI DNA database. They're required by law to do that. They haven't been doing it. And as a result, thousands of people in America have been raped, murdered, and otherwise terrorized because before Donald Trump, they didn't even follow their own law. As defective as it is, they didn't even follow that law. Well, they're going to be following it now. Donald Trump found out about that. He, on day one, when he comes into the office there, do you think he can all of a sudden, by osmosis, learn and understand everything that's going on in this octopus hell of a deep state that he is saddled with? No, of course not. So here we are, 2.5 years into his presidency. He gets the message. He finds out. And I'll tell you right now, heads will be rolling. A lot of people will be fired if that compliance with that, they aren't taking that DNA testing and doing it right now. He had there's a tweet here where he talks about, he's talking about the veterans. He's talking about the VA. Let me find that tweet. Very nice. There's so many of them. You wouldn't have to study the screen very long to go through my tweets for any given day. I don't tweet. I don't have any tweets. I can't match. I can't do what this guy does. Well, I'll have to just do it from memory. He tweeted. He's talking to the vets, and he said, I think the number of people at the VA that have been fired, and he used that famous line of his, "You're fired." I think it's something like 7,000 plus employees at the VA have been fired for being, and I think his word was, faulty. Isn't that beautiful? Again, why didn't somebody else do this? Well, because they're not Donald Trump. Should have been done. Oh, the man is a phenomenon. Let's see. Let's find find another one here. Here's one. He says, now let's go to this story, this current story about Donald Trump and his wonderful comments. He made more of them today. He doubled down on the grass today, spending more than 30 minutes talking with the baying hounds of the fake news mainstream media, with Marine One warming up there in the background. He gave them half an hour of his time, and he doubled down on his comment that Jews who vote Democrat are disloyal to fellow Jews and to Israel. Oh, beautiful. Now, remember, in the last 24, whatever, 36 hours, the media has, you know, they got their lynching ropes out. They've got their firing squads lined up. They're going after the president. They're gonna destroy him for starting this line of thinking. Does the president back down? And I'll tell you something else, even also very interesting. Does the Republican Party back down? Well, 2.5 years ago, you bet, all kinds of people, even possibly, I don't know, well, a long list of people would have backed away from Donald Trump. But this time, the executive committee, or the Republican National Committee, in their official tweet, they backed up the president. Wow, that is a sign of tremendous accomplishment. Donald Trump is not just operating as a single lone high plains drifter who comes into town with all the citizens cowardly cowering before the bad guys. Now he's got support from the citizenry. The RNC backed him up. Yes, any Democrat, any person who votes Democrat, any Jew who votes Democrat is being disloyal to Israel and to other Jews. And the Republican National Committee backed that up. So the lynching party of the media, they're kind of like, whoa, 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 wait, wait, wait. They're just like the bad guys in town there. They don't just see, you know, Clint Eastwood riding into town all by himself. They now see at the end of the street, there's the whole town with all their shotguns and everything else lined up in the street. And all of a sudden, the bad guys turn their horses around and get the hell out of Dodge. So that was beautiful. Let me find maybe I can find a relevant tweet here. But Donald Trump got that right. Here are a couple relevant tweets. Here's one where he is. He says, "Thank you, Wayne Allen Root, for the very nice words." And then the quote, President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world, not just America. He is the best president for Israel in the history of the world. And the Jewish people in Israel love him. Now, I don't know who Wayne Allen Root is, but I'm just reading what the president has. He's quoting this person. Love him like he's the king of Israel. They love him like he is the second coming of God. But American Jews don't know him. But American Jews, he continues, this is the Wayne Allen Root, don't know him or like him. They don't even know what they're doing or saying anymore. It makes no sense. But that's okay. If he keeps doing what he's doing, he's good for, let me scroll up here, he's good for all Jews, blacks, gays, everyone. And importantly, he's good for everyone in America who wants a job, unquote. And that's apparently, that came off of Newsmax was the source for that, and Fox and Friends, and One America News Network, OANN. Those are the references that the president leaves at the end of that quote. And the president has just a one-word comment on that quote. Wow. Right, that Hungarian guy says in that famous YouTube, wow, wow, wow. That kind of sounded like him. Isn't that great? Isn't that incredible? That is so amazing. And then, of course, what is the left wing? I've watched the left wing news on TV today. You know, they're saying the president calls himself the king of Israel. He didn't call himself the king of Israel. He quotes a really enthusiastic guy who I assume is Jewish. I don't know, Wayne Allen Root. I'm familiar with him. But I'm assuming he's a Jewish guy. And he characterizes Donald Trump as the king of Israel. And he doesn't say he's the second coming, but this other guy does. I love that one. Here's another one pertinent to Donald Trump doubling down. What a guy. He says 13 hours ago, Representative Tlaib, what is her first name? I can't remember, wants to cut off aid to Israel. This is the new face of the Democrat Party. Nice. No, question mark. This is the new face of the Democrat Party, question mark. Read the AOC plus three statements on their hatred of Jews and Israel. Check out Representative Omar. The great people of Minnesota won't stand for this. The fake news, lamestream media is doing everything possible. Oh, okay, that's the next tweet. I'm going to get to that one. That's the next one. But isn't that great? Oh, and I'll tell you something that Donald Trump is doing that's very, very good, very smart, very wonderful here. One way that the lamestream fake news media has attempted to stop Donald Trump, they understand. They talk about today, they're all talking about the existential threat, the big existential threat, and the existential threat for all of them. Tucker Carlson was highlighting this today, is climate change, a.k.a. formerly known as global warming. Now they've retreated to climate change. That's the existential threat. Well, let me tell you, the left wing knows that's the fake existential threat. There is a real existential threat walking around tonight, and his name is Donald John Trump. And he's not an existential threat to the planet. He's an existential threat to the demon rats. We'll come right back with that theme. Maybe some of your calls right after the break.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
Hey, we're back, folks.
It's hard to be. Any man can be.
And the, I'll tell you what, one of the things that's beautiful about what Donald Trump has done here with his latest comments about Jewish voters. And by the way, I didn't realize this until today. Some idiot was on TV trying to explain that Donald Trump is not successful with Jewish voters. And his proof was that 2/3 of Jewish voters voted for Hillary in 2016 and 1/3 voted for Donald Trump. Well, folks, that's amazing. That isn't evidence that Donald Trump is not getting a message across to Jews. He is. That's a huge percentage. And it's going to be very interesting to see what the Jewish vote for Donald Trump is in 2020. I think it might be considerably higher. And I love what this person, Wayne Allen Root, whoever this very brilliant person is, who says Jews in Israel get it. Come on, wake up, American Jews. We get it in Israel. Donald Trump has, by a great string of brilliant actions, moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, brilliant. Recognizing Israel's right to control the Golan Heights, which were formerly regarded as part of Syria, brilliant. His tearing up of the catastrophic Barack Obama treaty or accord, I guess you'd call it, with Iran. Brilliant. And on down the list, brilliant things that he's done. He has helped all patriots by making it more and more impossible and implausible for the leftist communists who for more than half a century, for three quarters of a century, they've been trying to connect the most unpopular man in all of history, Adolf Hitler, with patriots who want to further the interests of their own people, who want to survive, who love their people, who want to make America great again. That's been for three quarters of a century. That's been their program. And Donald Trump is making it harder and harder. What they've tried to do is they've tried to connect Donald Trump to a microscopic movement, sometimes called white nationalism. If truth in advertising were practiced, it would be white national socialism, which has among its adherents the tiniest group of people. I really know what I'm talking about here, folks. I really know. And Tucker Carlson correctly portrayed it the other night. He said all of these people could meet in a college football arena or stadium. They could all meet. That's how small this fan base for Adolf Hitler is. That calls itself white nationalism. Well, I think I know more about it than Tucker Carlson even. And I would say, Tucker, that's great what you say. And but you ought to have said they could all meet in a middle school gym. Maybe a high school auditorium. Maybe. But I think if they could get into a middle school gym, they pull the bleachers out and break out a few chairs. So this is a non-existent thing, really. But they've tried to crush Donald Trump by equating him with this. And then, of course, the people in that middle school gym have helped the left along by loudly proclaiming that Trump is their man, which is not true. Most of them hate Trump. And Trump is making that more and more plain with his support for Israel, because these guys are having a hard time. They're very anti-Semitic. They're having a hard time saying, well, I like Trump, but they can't. They can't say it. So Trump is making it, as I say, more and more implausible for the left to use that tactic, which has been very successful against the most failed movement in modern American history, the Hitler support movement, which is, I mean, if you talk about a doomed mission. There you go. So this is good. Let's see. Let me find some more stuff here. The recession. Remember, we talked yesterday about the three R's. Russian witch hunt, racism, and recession. The three R's. Here, Donald Trump tweets on that today, 12 hours ago. The fake news lamestream media is doing everything possible to create a U.S. recession, even though the numbers and facts are working totally in the opposite direction. They would be willing to hurt many people, but that doesn't matter to them. Our economy is so strong. Sorry. And how is he doing it? He is a miracle man. It is amazing what he is doing with our economy. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice.
Hey, you lying so-and-sos. We're back here with the Trump phenomenon. Having a blast in the president's tweets and all this multitude of gifts that we've been given by Donald Trump. It's so amazing. He spoke to the American Veterans meeting in Kentucky today. I don't have any audio for that as I speak. Maybe I'll have some of that for you. Let's see. Here's some right here. This must be from his talk today. Yes, it is. Hey, listen to the president for just a moment. Here he is.
And loyalty and lifelong service to our military personnel, to our veterans and to their families. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Big meeting.
Thank you.
Somewhere in Kentucky.
Camp Vets posts across the nation have become pillars of pride in our community. So true. And shining symbols of the enduring power of the American spirit. Your support of our troops overseas, it welcomes them when they come back home, and you welcome them, and you're there for them in every way, medically, physically, morally. You're with them all the way, and they appreciate it much more than you would even know. You safeguard our values, pass on our traditions, and teach generation after
safeguard our values, pass on our traditions, safeguard our future. Bingo.
Generation to love our country, honor our heroes, and always respect our great American flag.
American flag, he's not talking about the flag. He's talking about what it represents, of course, obviously.
And today I'm proud to announce that I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt. In a few moments, I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of...
Notice, a memorandum. And this is for those of you out there who, you know, hoping that Donald Trump will, you know, perform magic and make the things happen that we all want to happen, such as this. Did any of us think of this? I never thought of this. Hey, why don't you give wounded American veterans, why don't you give them a forgiveness of student debt? That's a neat, easy thought. I never thought of that. He's doing it with a memorandum. He can do that unilaterally. He can write a memorandum saying, I hereby direct my blah, blah, blah personnel to do this. But most things that we want done, he can't do with a memorandum. He has to have Nancy Pelosi and the demon rats. If it's a bill, if it's funding, Pelosi and the demon rats have to be on board. He's found ways to get around that, but these are few and far between.
Of education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled.
Of course, that audience leapt to their feet. Let's go to some more tweets here. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. If you're enjoying another day in the life of President Trump as much as I am, he's got some more good tweets here today. Oh, he's got one on the Federal Reserve. Let me find that. You know, remember when most of us were part of the Ron Paul revolution and how animated we became about the Federal Reserve? And as one of our callers pointed out recently, Ron Paul really got us motivated on that question of the Federal Reserve. Well, Donald Trump is striking blows against the Federal Reserve that Ron Paul only dreamed of. And Donald Trump is actually getting it done. Let me find that tweet about the Federal Reserve. And by the way, in this latest tweet, I don't think Ron Paul would actually agree with what the president is saying. But I think it's brilliant. Ron Paul would get caught up in the libertarian basis of so much of his thinking, where he doesn't see a place, for instance, the president writing a memorandum ending student debt for veterans. Ron Paul would say, where does the Constitution authorize that? Wrong question. Just do it. No, the Constitution doesn't say anything about the president forgiving veteran student debt, but it's a damn good idea. You can get caught up in your own ideology. The president's ideology is this: make America great again. Make America first. That's it. That's the alpha and the omega of his philosophy. That's why Ron Paul didn't get it on immigration. I don't know. Does he get it now? His son Rand gets it. I think if Ron, that may be the breakthrough moment when Ron wakes up one morning, he goes, you know, damn it, we ought to secure our border. And no, diversity is not our strength. And it may be that day where Ron Paul comes out and, you know, throws his shoulder to the wheel of the Trump train. Okay, we got Frank in North Carolina. Frank, hang on, I'll get to you in a second here. Let me read this thing on the Federal Reserve. It's a good one. He says, it's coming up here. Here it comes. There's so many things he talked about in one day. How does he do it? I love this. Here's one of these tweets. Sorry, I don't buy Representative Tlaib's tears. I have watched her violence, craziness, and most importantly, words for far too long. She hates Israel and all Jewish people. She is an anti-Semite. I read this yesterday, and he says she and her three friends are the new face of the Democrat Party. Live with it. And here he is separating himself. So, as I said earlier, he's separating from he's clearly not an anti-Semite. And so this is very bad news for the lamestream media in their effort to portray him that way. Okay, where is this thing on the Federal Reserve? Come on, I got to find it for you here. He is, it's such a busy day. Well, anyway, here's what he said. You know, and my summary is lame compared to what he actually says. He says that the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, doesn't get it. He is screwing up with the Federal Reserve. They are choking off credit to a huge American boom that needs credit. It needs cash for the economic expansion we're experiencing. And Jay Powell is cutting it off. Other economies are not doing that. And let's see here. Where does he tweet it? He says, wake up. Come on, Powell and the rest of you idiots on the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. He says that the American interest, Federal Reserve interest, should be dropped 100 basis points immediately. Okay, well, I'll find it. There's so many tweets. Can you believe that? I can't find it. It's in here. That's how busy he is. Huh. All right, let's go to our caller, Frank, in North Carolina. Frank, thanks for calling.
Thank you. I was just wondering, have you ever considered the possibility that Trump is just playing you guys?
This is going to be an interesting call, Frank. I just sat back in my chair here because I'm really listening to you now. Have I ever considered the possibility that Trump is playing you guys? Now, when you say you guys, who are you guys aside from me? Who else?
Well, I mean, I voted for him. I practically carried my father into the polling place to vote for him. It was one of the last things he did before he died. I'm kind of embarrassed now.
Okay.
Because the evidence, I mean, I've been following politics. I was a Pat Buchanan supporter as a very, very young Republican.
Well, now, let me ask you, why are you... I'll give you a short question. I'm not taking you. I'm trying not to interrupt you. So you're disappointed. You say you voted for Trump. You got your father to vote for him. That's real good.
I got a lot of people to vote for him.
Very good. Very good. And I hope you do the same in 2020. You are now not just disappointed. You're very disappointed in him. And I would ask you this. When I voted for Donald Trump in 2016, all I had to go on was his words. He had never been in politics. He'd never been in government. There was no record on which to vote. It was only his promises and the sincerity, which I detected as the sincerity of his fundamental beliefs and philosophy. I am so glad I made that vote. And now, 2.5 years later, what I have is his record. And unlike you, very disappointed, I am astounded at what he has accomplished in a mere 2.5 years. And he is correct when he says, I have accomplished more for our country than any American president ever in their entire administration. And that would include one guy who got elected 4 times and a number who got elected twice. He has in 2.5 years, he truly has accomplished more for our people in that time than any American president. So now when I vote for him, I will be voting based on accomplishments like the ones I just listed. I just started to share some with you. For instance, that thing with the American vets, brand new today. But now, tell me, start at the top of your list. And I apologize for talking too long. if you could be brief in telling me at the top of your list, what is the biggest disappointment, two or three biggest disappointments you have on Donald Trump? Where is he screwed up in your view?
Well, I mean, I don't have any problem with why you voted for him. That's why I voted for him, too. It's what he said.
No, what are your disappointments? Two or three top. You got to answer my question.
Okay. Number one is obvious, who he surrounds himself with. He surrounds himself with all of the most trusted swamp creatures from the history of Washington, D.C. and politics in general.
Okay. Now, I'm going to come back to that one. I'll give you a rebuttal to that. What's your second big disappointment?
Okay. He's shown himself, I don't know if it's really in his heart or not, but to be one of the most, at least openly, pro-Israel, pro-Zionist U.S. presidents of all times. And I consider the Zionists and people that are pro-Israel to be my enemy.
Okay. All right. So that you tell me a lot right there. Okay. I'll answer that. You're right. He is incredibly pro-Israel. Absolutely. And it's one of his huge successes. It's one of the most brilliant things that he's done. And it's not a tactical maneuver on his part. He actually loves Israel. And it's one of the reasons he got elected. It's one of the reasons he will get reelected. And it's one of the reasons he's fundamentally changing the political landscape in America. Because I think coming out of the 2020 election, Donald Trump will have tremendously solid support from American Jews. And for the reason that the Jews in Israel, you know, one of the things they just did in Israel, they named a town in the Golan Heights. It's called, what is it called? It's not called Trump Tower. It's called, I can't remember, but there's a name for it. And they actually named a town after him. And there's a football team or a soccer team or something that named themselves after him. They truly love him because they recognize this guy is the modern day Cyrus. They openly say that in Israel. So you're disappointed that he's pro-Israel, and he certainly is. What's your third big disappointment?
Okay. Look, he's a Judas goat. He's there to pay lip service to the people, to the right side of the political spectrum, while he gives the other side pretty much everything they want.
Okay, and your list of those things is he surrounds himself with the wrong people, and he supports Israel. Okay, and we didn't get to an item number three, but let me go to your short list of two items. The people that he surrounds himself with, he has some really tremendous, great people around him. And his speechwriter, Stephen Miller, an incredible patriot, and other great patriots that are around him. He's got others, for instance, Anthony Scaramucci. You know, he lasted 10 days, maybe it was 11 days. Very bad pick, Scaramucci. But Donald Trump is having to pick things almost out of a hat because there is not a core of patriots waiting in the wings to be appointed to important offices in Washington, D.C. So Donald Trump, among all the incredible things he has to do in one day, you know, he flew out to Kentucky today to make this speech. He signs this memorandum. He does all these tweets that I can't even keep track reading them. And he's writing them. So has he appointed some people that are disappointing and so on? Yes, of course he has. But Here's the rebuttal to you on that. The people he's appointed that have been disappointing are not president of the United States. So if one of these people gives him bad advice, if a jerk like Scaramucci is actually all along was a rhino and a neocon all along, well, and an anti-never Trumper, the only way it hurt Trump or patriots was that Scaramucci was a 10-day embarrassment. And now he's out there pledging that he's going to stop Trump and, you know, how can we stop Trump? So that's the only cost on appointments that weren't that good. But I don't blame Donald Trump for the lack of great people ready, waiting in the wings to be appointed. Now, that's one of the great things he's doing. He's recruiting in his presidency. The greatest thing he's accomplishing, Frank there in North Carolina. The greatest thing he's doing, I believe, is he's building a patriot movement. And when you're disappointed in his support for Israel, let me tell you, part of that patriot movement, I don't know the total number of evangelical Christians in America, but and one of you out there who's more of a scholar on this could help me maybe, but I think it might be as high as 80 million. This is no small group of people. There's no possible way it's less than 40 million. And those, that group of patriots, when Donald Trump, when he announces his, when he does things for Israel that are good for Israel, Donald Trump is hitting the ball right out of the park with those evangelicals. And
well, I will say one thing in his favor.
Stay there.
Trump presidency.
Yeah, just stay there. Don't go anywhere, Frank. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. We're in our last segment here. And the Frank, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Frank. Thank you very much. Here's one of the things the president said today that's wonderful. We've never heard it from any other candidate, or certainly not from a president, is that he called the birthright citizenship policy of the United States, which he inherited, he called it ridiculous. And he's made it very clear he intends to end that. He's looking now, he said today, at an executive order to end this, his word, ridiculous birthright citizenship policy. He says, where you have a baby on our land, you walk over the border, have a baby. Congratulations, the baby is now a U.S. citizen. Ridiculous. Now that, you know, I've been longing, yearning to have somebody, you know, say, a U.S. president say that on national television, and to say it over and over again, and to act on it. That's, I mean, that's my dream. I have to pinch myself and wonder if whether I'm dreaming, you know, or I've passed over to the other side, right? That's that good. And he does this all the time. He does this on every key issue, not for you. Now, an issue for you is Israel. Oh, and let me just cap that point off. In your, you know, and I'm not, I hope I'm not insulting you, and I'm not belittling, you know, your antagonism, or whatever word you'd want to use, towards Israel and toward Jewish power. That, as a political, stance, what you believe is what do they say, dead in the water. It has no chance. It has no political chance whatsoever. As I mentioned, the evangelical Christians in America love Israel.
Reminds me of? Did you ever see the movie Red Dawn? Did you remember the mayor, how he sold out his own people? He would have said the same thing.
Well, wait a minute. But hang on, Frank.
You're a sellout. You are a sellout. You are a traitor. You're an enabler. You're enabling him to act as controlled opposition as a Judas goat. I have no respect for you at all.
Okay, all right. Well, and you know what?
You need
I'll tell
to be
you what.
Kicked off of RBN, and a lot of people out here feel that way. You are a clown.
Okay, well, Frank, I appreciate your. You know, I really appreciate your finally saying I get it. That's what you. Underneath what you've been saying, that's your sentiment. That's
I'm
it, right
Marine.
There.
I am a Marine. I'm a real patriot. You've never even been in a fist fight in your life, man.
Okay, all right. But Frank, I appreciate your telling, you know, I like
you ride on the coattails. Your thing is you ride on the coattails of great men like Dr. David Duke. You ride on the coattails until it's no longer a nice ride for
Frank.
You.
Okay, Frank, thank you, buddy. And I'll tell you what, I'd like to continue the conversation with you. Call back in and start out
you're
right where you're at
took
now.
You're the credit for getting David Duke on with Alex Jones. That was me. I did that, not you.
Frank, call back and let's continue talking about this. And folks, on that high note, we'll all meet up again tomorrow here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks so much.
Don't stop.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to
to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.